The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5484. 83. Try to keep you up to date on stories that we have talked about previously. Here is one out of Florida State University. You probably do not remember the name Jack Denton. After I tell you the story, maybe you'll remember. He is the former president of the Student Senate at Florida State University. The operative word there is former. Got kicked out, got fired. Yep. Florida State University said, you are out of here. Why? Well, in private text conversations, nothing to do with Florida State University or his official capacity as this, the president of the Student Senate, completely private text conversation, he suggested that three groups are opposed to his personal Catholic teaching, and therefore he would recommend that people not support them financially. Black Lives Matter, Reclaim the Block, and the ACLU. Now again, Jack Denton is Catholic. He privately texted some friends and said, hey, these organizations are opposed to our Catholic teaching, and so I'm not going to financially support them, and I don't think you should either. Somehow his private texts became public, and Florida State University said, well, we can't have you representing our student senate, so you are out of here. He took him to court. The Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF, our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom, represented him in court. And here's the update, and here is the good news. Jack Denton, the David, has slain the giant. Florida State University. He won in court. In an official statement from the Alliance Defending Freedom, quote, the university agreed to pay him for his lost salary for the time when he was unconstitutionally removed as president of the Student Senate. I have no idea, had no idea that was a paid position. In addition, the school also agreed to pay him damages to update records that improperly reflected his unconstitutional removal, and to issue a statement assuring and ensuring that students have equal access to student government positions irrespective of their religion. So Jack Denton took on Florida State University with the help of the Alliance Defending Freedom, and he won. Good for him. Yep, David took down the giant. Stood up for what he believes, stood up for his constitutional rights, stood up for his religion, and he won. So I wanted to bring you up to date on that. All right, it is Open Phone Friday, and this is the Friday before Memorial Day. And I understand we have Bruce on the line. And Bruce, are you calling from Kentucky, or are you just from Kentucky?
I am calling from Kentucky.
My goodness. Listening. Well, we are delighted. Are you listening over the air?
I'm listening to you on my cell phone.
Okay.
And I am originally from Newark, and listened to you often when I was traveling around Central Ohio.
Well, thank you.
And just happened to be listening to you today as I was doing some shopping, and heard you talk about wanting to honor
yes.
fallen veterans.
Yes.
And I have
yes.
an uncle who is a fallen veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Philippines when the Japanese overran the Philippines right after Pearl Harbor.
Really?
And was captured. He survived the Bataan Death March.
No kidding.
And died in a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
Wow. My goodness, this was your uncle?
That was my uncle. His name was Marion Stanley Geiger.
Wow.
His sister was my mother, Ruth uh-huh. Guttridge.
How did the family get the information? Because the Japanese were not really cooperative in getting that information out. So how did they find out the truth?
They were told over time. When my mother first got the word, well, when my mother and her family first got the word that he was a prisoner of war,
mm-hmm.
She wanted to do something about it. Of course, women didn't go into combat in those
right,
days.
Right.
So she joined the Coast Guard. She figured, well, I can't go overseas, but I can free up a man who will go overseas.
Really?
And what she reiterated on a regular basis was, don't ever call the Coast Guard the Freshwater Navy, because during World War II, many of the landing craft operators were Coast Guardmen.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
He was in the Army Air Corps, was a metal repair specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And actually recently, my nephew found a picture that she thinks is actually my uncle working on an aircraft.
Hmm. I don't want to get macabre, but was his body returned to America? Were they able to give him a burial?
When they had the opportunity to bring the body back.
Uh-huh.
But my grandparents, according to my mother, they had passed before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But according to my mother, my grandparents realized there were so many men's bodies being brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Their opinion was, we won't be sure whose bones we got.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
And so he is actually buried in Manila, in the military cemetery in Manila.
Oh, I've been there.
But there is a marker for him out on Linville Pike in the cemetery mm-hmm. out there.
I have been to the U.S. military cemetery in Manila. It is an incredible sight. And I'm sure you know this, but maybe many of our listeners don't. That is a piece of American soil. That is not Philippine soil. That is actually declared to be a piece of America in Manila, that military cemetery. And it is a sight to behold. It's incredible. It really is.
My mother at one point got in contact with somebody, I don't know who, and we actually have a picture of his grave and the actual location of where it is
wow.
in the cemetery. And pictures of the cemetery itself.
Yeah.
My mother never had the opportunity to go to the Philippines. It's one of my dreams that someday I'll have the opportunity to go to the Philippines and visit his grave.
I hope you can. You will be overwhelmed by the sight of those graves of American servicemen and women who gave their life I hope you can go, Bruce, and you have really enhanced the program today, and I appreciate so much your call and your uncle's sacrifice for our country.
Thank you. Both of my parents were veterans. My oldest brother and I are both veterans.
Well, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you, and thank you for your service to our country and your family. What a blessing to talk to you today in Kentucky. God bless you, Bruce.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have a blessed day.
You as well. Wow. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. That's the number to get on the air, 877-BOB-LIVE. There's another number that I'm hoping, praying, several of you will call. We are stuck at 34.6, I think, slaves. We just need $100 to set our 35th slave free. 877-882-0792.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, you need to understand this. I am not scolding you. Oh my goodness, how could I? Yesterday, you, our audience, gave $8,550 to set slaves free in northern Sudan. Over 34 slaves set free because of your generosity yesterday. Our goal was 33. Our goal was 8,400. So we've exceeded it. So I am not scolding you. But so far today, only Chris in Tip City has given. And we are so close. It's a slave number 35. Just $100 more. And we could be at slave number 35. And we're just so close. So please, please don't think I'm scolding you or no. But just we've exceeded our goal, but we're talking about people here. And I'm just praying and hoping we can set a few more free. 877-882-0792 is the number to call. Could somebody pledge $100 so that we would get to that 35th slave? Or maybe you want to take $250. That'll set a slave free, every $250. All right, here's the number, 877-882-0792. Or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com, click on the CSI banner. I'm just praying we can get a few more. And just $100 will get us to slave number 35. One more time for the phone number, 877-882-0792. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. This is Memorial Day weekend, and I've got Joel in Pickerington, Ohio. Joel, thank you so much for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Joel.
I was a little struck with Bruce's story, how similar it was to my wife's uncle.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked when I heard it. Unlike him, he was out of Kentucky, but when he went in the service, they were living in Marysville.
Yeah.
And he ended up in the Philippines and was the Bataan March. And the story goes that gets confusing after that, that he was bombed on a ship in the harbor. Hmm. He was 23 years old. But what makes it very interesting to hear about is we had had conflicting stories. We had been told over the years that he had been taken prisoner of war. Then we were told No, he was in the return troops, and the Japanese bombed the ship, and he was shot in the water. We have been told that he was buried in the Philippines. Then we had been told he was buried in Taiwan, Formosa.
Hmm.
And recently, within the last 2 years, my wife had a request from the military for a DNA sample. And luckily, he had a full sister who was in her 90s, was still alive, and they were able to get it from her.
Wow.
And one of the things I'll mention to you that I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of this, but in the late 60s, early 70s, when the Vietnam War protests were going on, some of the military, a lot of the military records were in a wooden building at Fort Leonardwood, Missouri, and they snuck into the base and burnt the building down. So those records are all compromised.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think if you Google it, you can find out about it. But anyway, so sometimes, you know, we're 75 years past it, and the story, even to the military, is still confusing.
What was the result of the DNA investigation? Do you know yet?
Nope. Haven't heard a word. They said to us, they had hired a contractor, and they said that they were going through DNA records, and they were looking for survivors.
Hmm.
And if they anything said to not to not to think that they had found anything, they wanted a DNA sample to check the remains that they have. But you see how easy it is to get confusing reports.
Sure. Isn't it amazing that the military, after all of these years, are still trying to find the truth? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. So you don't know where he died. You don't know where he is buried.
One thing the family always said, he never came home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what that's...
We still have the letter that the War Department has sent my wife's mother, because it went in when he was 17, and she always felt guilty about him never coming home and everything. And it's kind of a sad thing to read.
Yeah. Well, Joel, I am so glad that you called today, and it's just, again, a reminder that freedom is not free, and we honor the memory of your wife's uncle. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate so much the call. 877-BOB-LIVE. If you have a veteran story to share with us today,